Gospel of Luke as one of those which I guess that some of us, when we're reading it, sort of think, oh, I don't really want to know that. It's not comfortable. So I'm going to ignore it for a bit, which I'm going to do this morning. And look at the passage from Hebrews, which in many ways continues from last week, where we heard about the faith of Abraham, leaving his home country, setting out, not knowing where God was going to take him, God promising him a son. They got to a point with Abraham where he thought, this is never going to happen. And he argued with God, so saying, what about my son? And God said to Abraham, your descendants will be like the stars in the sky. And I was thinking about that last night, about sort of 10 o'clock, and I sat outside watching the stars come out. Just how many there are there, you know. You don't see them all immediately. Some come out later than others, but it's an amazing sight, isn't it? And Abraham had that promise, but it wasn't completely fulfilled in his lifetime. He had his son, but those descendants were not fulfilled in his lifetime. And so he went on. And so we continue today with stories from the Old Testament, people of faith. And I find it really interesting reading it, because there's a whole list of people, isn't there? And God seems to have done something amazing through them. Through Moses, through Joshua, Gideon, Barak, Samson, and so many more, and David and Samuel were prophets. And it was through their faith and their trust that things could change and God was at work. I find that, you know, it's really quite exciting when you look back at our heritage, isn't it? And I don't know how often we do that. Because I think overall this morning, I maybe want to think about several questions. Who do we think we are? Not who do I think I am, but who do we think we are? Where are our roots? What does it mean for us? Where do we see signs of God at work? And how do we nurture them? And what's our, who do we think we are? Where are our roots? Where do we look back to? I want you to think of one person in the Old Testament, a character, one person, who you've always thought special or made some impact on you. I'll give you a few moments. You didn't think you'd have to work this morning, did you? Right, I now want you to turn to the person next to you. It might mean you've got to remember three or turn behind you. And just tell them who you, that person is, and why you like them. Don't go into complete details, you know, just a word or two. Some silence.
Because he got in the way of his family.
Right. Now I'm going to do the same thing. Think of somebody from the New Testament. And again, when you thought of them, share it with the person around you.
There's the New Testament.
Thomas. It reminds me of Toby. It's lovely to be reminded of Toby.
Right, now I want you to think of somebody who you can think of before you were born, who you know of, and who has made an impact on you through their stories. That's slightly hard, isn't it? Mmm. So you all have seen the panel up there, so someday it should come to you. And again, share it with your person if you can share it. For this past week, where each fairly often the church celebrates not only saints but other people as well. And so we have people like Oswald, King Martin, who was a king and a martyr, Dominic, a priest, founder of the Order of Preachers, Mary Summer, founder of the Mothers' Union, Lawrence, who was a deacon, was martyred, Claire of Assisi, founder of the Poor Clares. John Henry Newman, Jeremy Taylor, teacher of the faith, Florence Nightingale, nurse and social reformer, Octavia Hill, social reformer. So as we look back, there's so many people, because of their faith and love, that have made a difference in their generation and made a difference for us. And I find that really encouraging, that we continue in that tradition. Who do we think we are? We are part of the people of God from right down the ages. We're part of the people of God. Those who come after us will look back and see and reflect. And one last bit of thinking for the moment. Think of somebody who's been encouraging and special in your own Christian journey. And again, just if you want to just share it with somebody by you. Stages, there's always been somebody there who's challenged or encouraged, given me new opportunities. So we're part of that amazing people of God, right from the beginning, and going to continue right on to the end of time. And we have that responsibility as people of God to share His love, His joy with others, because we're part of that story, of God's story. So there are some of our roots. And it means that we need to be faithful to Christ, to live out our lives to reflect His love. And that includes us as individuals and part of St. Martin's. But as we carry on reading Hebrews and the list of people, I sort of think, do I really want to be a Christian? Do I really want to be a follower? Because we read that they were Women received them. Yeah, there were others who were tortured, refusing to be released so that they might gain even better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, chains, imprisonment, put to death by stoning, sawn in half, killed by the sword, persecuted, made to live in the wilds and in the caves, and have no home. Do we really want that? I mean, sorry, I can't speak for you, I can only speak for myself. I don't fancy it at all, really. But God counted it all to them as being faithful. It's following him. And it's that amazing bit, isn't it? Being part of God's kingdom. Living in this world. And at times, there will be tensions. And even Christians will disagree. But what we do know is God promised us, and we read it in John's Gospel, that Jesus came from life, and we have life in all its fullness. And sometimes that means it's not always going to be hunky-dory. It's not going to be always hunky-dory for us as individuals. And it's not going to be always hunky-dory for us as a community of God's people here at St. Martin's. But life, wherever we are, is never going to be easy. But we have to remember we're part of God's people, part of his ongoing story. And that others will look back and see where we've been, the difference we've made in people's lives. And so I just want you to think for a few moments, and you don't necessarily have to share this. Where do you, as an individual, see signs of God at work in your own lives, in the life of St. Martin's, where you and we, I've used the expression hang out, i.e. live, work, socialise, drink coffee, whatever. Where do we see signs of life, of God at work? And you might just want to share one with the person next to you. Then the next challenge is for each of us, and you may need one to go away and think about this, how do we nurture those signs of God's kingdom, God at work with us? But what we do know from the beginning of chapter 12 is that we're surrounded by a great cloud of witness. All those have gone before. We're not saying this morning, but quite often communion service we hear, therefore with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we're not alone. We're part of something much bigger. We only see part of it. So we need to run that race together, fixing our eyes on Jesus, who's gone before us. And never forget that Jesus is there, leading us day by day. So that's a wonderful passage from Hebrews. But we also have to remember in our lives the passage from Luke, where there will be times where we come into conflict because of our faith, because of our care for others, whether it's the marginalised, the home, for whatever reason. Sometimes we see tensions even between Christians, don't we? In America, there's a whole thing about abortion. Is it a right for women or not? And there's two sides on that. We've had the example a few weeks, well, ongoing, a few weeks ago, about a young lad who was found in a coma. Did they prolong that life, or has the life come to an end? The decision you made would be where you were, and how you saw it. No rights, no wrongs. No rights, no wrongs, sometimes, about how we deal with conflicts that are around. But what Jesus goes on to say, and sometimes those conflicts are within our own family, is that we need to read and see the signs of God's kingdom. Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky morning, shepherd's morning. We know one or the other, it's going to be lovely or raining. We can tell some things happening about the weather. but we need to have our eyes open to where God is at work. And so may we, each one of us, continue to walk in faith as part of God's company of people, looking to Jesus and looking for the signs of his kingdom and nurturing them. Amen.